might have been alert to true danger rather than chasing shadows. And now we are without a home, our people dead, our integrity ruined. Before, we had that at least.
Neela shows no remorse. I did what was necessary.
Yes, Felon says grimly, as I must now.
Neela shakes and shivers, her lips turn as light as the skin of grapes. She suffered a terrible shock, I say. Someone must stay with her.
Let her die, Felon says.
No, I say, we can't allow that.
I shall stay with her, Asher says, volunteering.
What if the Hajin kills Neela?
One of the centaurs asks. Felon's answer is as cool as those glacier-like eyes.
Then that is the price she pays for her crimes.
I look to Asher for some reassurance that she will not harm Neela, but her face betrays no emotion.
I will stay with the shapeshifter,
she repeats. Will you safeguard her, Asher? I ask. There is a moment's pause. She bows her head.
You have my word.
I let out the breath I was holding tightly.
I will care for her, even though I do not wish to, she adds,
orange flames dancing in reflection in her dark eyes.
And when you make your choice, Lady Hope, we untouchables would have a voice in it. We have been silent too long.
We gather our numbers, small though we are, perhaps 40 in all. Felon and the forest folk take what weapons they have. It isn't much. A crossbow, 2 dozen spears with blades at each end, shields and swords. It is like trying to take down Parliament with only a thimble of gunpowder. I dearly wish I had that dagger. What is our best approach? I ask.
They ride toward the borderlands, Felon says.
Felicity gasps. Pip!
You can't save her,
Kartik says.
Don't tell me what I cannot do,
Felicity snaps. I pull her aside. We stand by the water, where 2 small boats still sit. Felicity, we must get to the Winterlands as quickly as possible. We can see to Pip later.
But that may be too late. She doesn't know what she's up against,
Fee begs.
We have to warn her.
Dear Pippa, Anne echoes. I think of the burned garden, the bloodied flags we've seen marking the shore, the forest folk carried away. I would do anything to save Pip such a fate, but the risk is great. The Winterlands creatures could be lying in wait there, and for all I know, Pippa has joined with them. I'm sorry, I say, turning away.
You're cruel!
Felicity screams after me. She starts to cry. I know I've done the right thing, but I couldn't feel worse about it, and I suppose that is part of what it is to lead. I march beside Felon as the forest folk and the Hajin ready for battle. They carry weapons onto the ship. An untouchable hoists a quiver of arrows onto his twisted back, and one of the forest creatures helps secure it. The centaurs offer their backs to whoever will ride. Anne runs to me, out of breath. What is it? I ask. She told me not to tell you, but I have to. It's Felicity. She's gone to warn Pippa. One of the small boats is missing. We have to go after her, I say.
We can't,
Kartik warns, but I'm already in motion. I won't lose Fee. We need her. I need her, I state.
I'll accompany you,
Miss McCleavy announces.
And I as well, Anne says.
Kartik shakes his head.
You're mad if you think I'll let you go without me.
Yes, I am mad, but you've known that for some time, I say. He starts to object, and I silence him with a sudden kiss. Trust me. Reluctantly, he lets me go, and the 3 of us push off in the remaining dinghy. Kartik stands on the shore, watching us drift out on the river. With the smoke and the fading flames behind him, he looks slightly unreal, a ghost, a flickering image in a magic lantern show, a star falling to earth, a moment that can't last. I have the urge to turn the boat around and run back to him, but then the current catches us and we're moving, carried swiftly toward the borderlands and whatever waits for us there.